And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Sunday, April 11th. And you know what today is, Mark? It is 2 weeks since I got my second vaccine. I am ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to do first. I really don't. Today is my 2 weeks. I can go out. I mean, I'm still wearing masks. Don't worry. I'm still doing it. I know. I stopped my double masks after I got my first vaccine. It's so funny. You know, I have relationships with bartenders around town. I got a note from one of my favorite bartenders. He said to me, "When are you guys coming back?" And I said, "Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It'll be 2 weeks on April 11th. I'll be in right after that." And he's like, "I got your Manhattan ready. Woo, baby. I love it. I can't wait." Don't worry, Michael. I'll see you soon. All right. We want to make sure we answer your financial questions, your vaccine questions. Yes, I had a terrible reaction to my second shot. And it was Moderna. But I'm fine. And it was one day and it was so worth it. If you'd like to come on the air with us, let us know. Send us your financial question. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. And if you're on the website, use the contact button. Again, you get to hear Mark's voice. It's a huge bonus. That is what Ruth did. Ruth is on the line from Cleveland. Hello, Ruth. How can we help you?
Well, I'm excited to be here. I had a question for young investors and how to best use our savings.
Okay. Tell me about what's going on. How old are you? What's up?
I'm 24. I've been working for 2 years, and I have money going to two different retirement accounts and an HSA account, but I found myself with more savings than I really need. I have enough. I have more than a year of emergency funds saved up, and it's mostly saved up to pay off my car, but until I have to pay off my car, I'm using it to build credit history now. I'm wondering what the best use for it is. It's not earning much in a money market account.
How much money are you putting into your retirement account? What percentage of your income?
20%.
Nice. And you're doing the HSA. So how much money do you make? You're such a good saver.
I make a little bit more. I make $63,000 a year.
Okay. And you rent, live with family. What's going on for you?
I rent.
Okay. And you mentioned a car loan, right? You said you have to pay off your car. What is the loan amount? What is the amount that's outstanding and what's the interest rate?
So it's a lease. I got a good deal on it out of college. It will be up in May and the amount remaining will be about $15,000.
I see. Okay. How much money do you have right now that's in your savings account?
I have $30,000.
Of which 15 will have to go away come May, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And what is your 1 year of emergency reserve? What is that amount?
Currently, it's about 10,000.
Okay. So essentially, we've got 15 grand that's up in May. And so you just want to make a little bit more money with that. I don't know. You're not going to make that much more with it, right? Because you know you have to spend it. So, you know, there are different ways you can do it. You can get a short-term CD, maybe a six-month CD. It's not going to be that much better. Or do you bank with a big institution or a credit union?
I bank with a big institution.
I mean, sometimes you can find better rates at a credit union. Sometimes you can find better rates online. There's a really good website called depositaccounts.com, which compares savings and checking and money market rates. It might give you a little bit of a leg up. Now, I should mention that there are some people who actually believe that keeping your emergency reserve fund in cash or cash equivalents, like your money market, checking, savings, is not necessary. I'm not one of those people. I am super conservative, and I would much prefer to say to you, well, you know what? Take your risk in your retirement account. Take your risk, and maybe if you want to open a Roth IRA in addition because you're saving so much money, that's fine. But I'm not one of these people who thinks that you should have your emergency reserve at risk. So I think the two pieces of this would be that you can make the money work a little more efficiently. That's fine. But going forward, it sounds to me like you are saving more than you need. So what about opening up a Roth IRA for a supplemental retirement account?
Well, I have that too. I have one retirement account through my employer, and then I've had an IRA account since high school, and I'm currently contributing just $100 per paycheck to that account.
And that's a traditional IRA?
I think so.
You know what I might do with that? Just because, you know, you have the cash on hand right now. What I would do is, where is that account held, that IRA account? Do you know what firm it's at?
It's with Vanguard.
What I would do is I would convert that to a Roth IRA. And when you do, how much money is in the IRA account?
I just looked it up this morning. It is $11,000.
Okay. I would convert that into a Roth IRA. And then you're going to have to pay tax on that $11,000. But that's fine because you have cash in your account. That's fine. You're not going to, it's not going to be a big deal, a couple thousand bucks. Then what I would do is I would start contributing a little bit more than you're doing right now. I mean, I don't know. It's just like you're accumulating cash rather quickly. So, you know, maybe you could put a couple hundred dollars every month into the Roth. And you'd have your 1 year saved. You pay off your car come May. You pay a little extra tax that's going to be due from converting the IRA into a Roth IRA. And then you start putting your surplus money and just get it going automatically into that Vanguard Roth IRA. And let it chug along and not worry about it. Okay, well, that's it for the program. I'm ready to go out and, you know, drink, do something. I don't know what I'm going to do first. I don't know, like, it still feels a little bit creepy to go inside a restaurant these days. It's very nice to be outside. It's been an interesting experience. I've never been an outside diner, generally speaking. I've very much enjoyed that. So maybe I'll do it. I don't know. We'll see. All right, everyone, I hope you're real careful. Keep washing your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. We are so delighted you joined us today, and we thank you for always sending us your questions. We thank you for listening. We thank you for everything you do for us. So we really do appreciate that. Have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.